Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God gave me a Ferrari because I am a Ferrari. You're a Ferrari too.
When God made you, he had all the options put on. You are fully loaded and totally equipped.
So do this with me.
Where did we ever come up with the style of preaching we have today? There is some entertaining preaching, but not convicting preaching, and the legacy has been tragic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Who are you? Ooh, that's kind of catchy. That might work if it were the 60s. This is Wretched Radio, and maybe better than the interrogative who. What are you? What makes you different than the plants, the birds, the bees, the trees? Friel, trees are plants. The point is, you and I, as image bearers of God, are downright different. But the question is, what differentiates us from every other created thing? And perhaps the follow-up question, what difference does it make? Oh, the difference makes a lot of difference because we're different. Yes. Yes, I wrote this monologue. Why? Because the image bearer that you and I alone possess, that imprint of God, it's getting blurred. It's being erased. It started with people like Charles Darwin, who decided we needed to descend man, we need to elevate animals and basically make us the same. Lo and behold, that's what is taught to kids in schools. You're just primordial ooze. You crawled out of a swamp. You're no different than a bonobo monkey. You are not distinct. You're certainly not better. You're not the cream of God's creative crop. Furthermore, we see the image of man being blurred, wiped out, really, just like white out. Okay, that's a reference most people probably don't get these days. Did you have to use white out, Jimmy?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. The good old days when things were harder and we learned more character because we had white out and we couldn't just hit the little button, erase everything. The life issue. We see the erasing of Imago Dei when it comes to the beginning of life, the end of life, and which, by the way, Mrs. Friel informed me just this morning. I think she said it was in Denmark that it's no longer considered assisted suicide when a doctor helps you to die, facilitating your death, expediting your last breath. It's no longer called assisted suicide. It's assisted dying. See, we changed the word. We erase the word that has any sort of negative implications so that we don't feel so bad about the disgusting deed that we're participating in and endorsing. Image bearer is at the core, at the very source of the debate about beginning and end of life issues, gender issues, sexuality issues. Imago Dei, it makes a difference, and it makes a big difference these days, courtesy of artificial intelligence. You say, wait, what? What does artificial intelligence have to do with who and what I am as an image bearer of God? Well, this is going to hurt. I'm going to say it, though. It's going to hurt. I'm just telling you up front. It's courtesy of Christianity today. That made me. Christianity Today dedicated an issue. I don't know who sends this to me. And I don't know how often it comes out. Maybe quarterly? Yeah, it's volume LXIX, number 4, whatever that means. I don't know the regularity of Christianity Today, but somebody keeps sending it to me, and I keep diving into it to discover vestiges of Christianity today, but not explicitly, overtly, boldly, conservatively Christian. It's Christianity Today, and they've dedicated an issue mostly, not exclusively, but mostly to the issue of artificial intelligence. And I hate to say it, but it was kind of helpful because they zero in on defining what makes us different. And the reason that that is so crucial is because we are now calling things robots that we're making that have artificial intelligence humanoids. Wow, they're humanoids. So they're like human? Furthermore, when you use the word intelligence, that typically, okay, some dogs are kind of smart. Those border collies from Australia, those are smart dogs right there. Okay, Winnie can spell dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, and her tail goes a wagon. But that is an intelligence that is human. And it is certainly not intelligence that is human when it is being produced by electronics. And yet, artificial intelligence, a word I think for the most part should be reserved for human beings, is blurring that line. And it might actually cause you to reconsider your humanness. Because those things are intelligent. And what happens if these machines that we're busy creating, that nobody has any control over, what if they start to seemingly act more human? It's imperative that we understand what makes human beings. Otherwise, we're going to be competing and we're going to have to answer some very bizarre questions. So without any further ado, from Christianity Today, please note, the whole thing wasn't good, believe me, but there was indeed some helpful information inside of Christianity Today. Jimmy, if you record that and send that out into the world as some sort of a soundbite, it's all over. We're done here. Don't worry. There's still plenty of dreck inside of Christianity Today.
I'll use one of those beeps.
There you go. Like Eastern University is being advertised. Shaping lives of impact. And then here's the slogan. Faith, reason, justice. Y'all, do us a favor and take the cross out of your logo. You just, if you're into faith, reason, and justice. Baylor University just received over $600,000 from some liberal organization to help them study how institutions make LGBTQ people feel bad. Baylor University, they used to be Christian too. I think they're about 180 years old. They've been around for a long time. And yet barely Christian. I think I read it in the Christian Post. And some pastor said, it's better to send your kid to a secular school because at least you know that they're wolves, as opposed to some of these institutions where they pretend that they're being shepherds, but inwardly they're devouring your kids. Let's focus, however, not on all of the bad, at least not yet, of Christianity Today, and focus on what I think was actually helpful. We are seeing the debate about AI now. It's heating up, and rightly so. And CT, let's just call it CT, so I don't feel so bad about having to say the name every time. It identifies there's some good stuff that's happening. It can be curing diseases. It can be helping us live longer as human beings. Those aren't terrible things, are they? They help us perhaps find information more quickly. Well, here's the list of the good stuff. To diagnose diseases, develop novel medicines, fight human trafficking, find missing children, make crops more productive and businesses more efficient, improve education, explore the cosmos, and even decipher animal languages. Okay, don't use the word language. They do not use language. It is so crude. Now, does it communicate information? Sure. A wagging tail tells you typically a dog is happy. That is not poetry. That isn't literature. That isn't using symbols and sounds to communicate something specific. It's not, to call it language is once again to elevate animals to the level of human attributes. Big mistake. Now, here's all the bad stuff that is identified as the danger of AI and why it's important that we understand who we are as human beings. Recent decades, AI algorithms have turned social media into massive engines of addiction, polarization, and dysfunction. Yep. It remains to be seen how artificial intelligence will impact labor markets. That's a concern. So we had an issue with our HVAC. Perfect timing on 4th of July. Doesn't it always happen on a holiday? And we got a hold of an HVAC company, and they were great, really. And they were reasonable with what they said it would cost to come and take a look at it and potentially even fix it. Young man shows up, and I applauded him for choosing a career in HVAC. Went to tech school, and now he's making, I'm sure, a good living, helping people live comfortably in the South. And I said, this is great that you've chosen this career because it's safe from AI. And he said, maybe not. He said, I can actually, there are some, now the new units, the HVAC units that are being made, he said, I can diagnose the problem and even fix problems from my cell phone. Oh boy, AI, it's going to impact labor markets. The struggle between democratic and totalitarian regimes, information warfare, kinetic warfare, matters of mental health and family cohesion. Do you know what the number one use of AI is? Asking for advice. What? From a machine? Yep. AI safetyists are not wrong to be concerned that if we fail to align artificial intelligence and human flourishing, we could find human civilization twisted into something far more worse than it is now. And that is why we must define who are you? Hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo. Next on Wretched Radio.
For 25 years, we've watched Christianity's place in America change dramatically.
This is Wretched Radio.
But one thing hasn't changed: our commitment to proclaiming God's truth without compromise. A quarter century of preaching the gospel, equipping others to preach the gospel, and strengthening the local church. Together, we've built something extraordinary for the kingdom of God. Visit FortisInstitute.org and join us as we continue this vital work.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King. Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Do you want to do more evangelism, but you don't know quite where to start? College campuses across America are going to be the front lines of gospel outreach, and you can be a part of it. You're in Play the Man. It's Todd Friel's short biblical resource that helps young men fight pornography God's way. This is soul-saving truth that's been working for, 2,000 years? You can order free cards right now, yes, I said free, at fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. This fall, your campus becomes your mission field. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Question: what if everything you knew about God is absolutely true, but it's not changing how you live your life? And Dr. John Krotz, the host of Integrated, understands this struggle because he's lived it, and he's discovered 5 powerful ways to bridge that gap between knowing God and truly loving Him with everything we've got. In his new Fortis Forum, Head to Heart, which is available now on Fortis Plus, Dr. Krotz shares how biblical characters like Stephen and Daniel didn't just memorize truth, they lived it under pressure. Head to Heart, available now on Fortis Plus. You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at FortisInstitute.org/lies.
Know your reformers. John Calvin was a French pastor, an author of the Institutes of the Christian Religion. His writings and ministry made Geneva, Switzerland a hotbed of Reformed theology. His institutes are still guiding documents for Reformed churches across the globe.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Who are you and what is intelligence? This is Wretched Radio. Kind of exciting on the one hand that AI is causing Christians to open up our theological catalogs and categories to start answering questions that have never been asked before, like, what is intelligence? We used to understand that intelligence was more than just an acquiring of facts. And intelligence is something that is uniquely human, but now, courtesy of artificial intelligence, is it really intelligent? Is it? Well, I know we put the moniker, the adjective, artificial intelligence, but is it really intelligent at all? That is the question that is asked and mostly helpfully answered in CT, because it hurts me to say the name, which actually focused on some of the ethical questions about artificial intelligence. And here's why it matters. This is from the magazine. If it's ever proven that humankind has created new intelligent beings, this would indeed open new fields of theological inquiry. Would these new intelligences be like animals that deserve humane treatment, or like human beings who merit protections and rights? So as we advance with AI and these robots, they're not humanoids, they're machines. Well, what if they can really kind of function like a human being? Do they get rights like a human being? Can you throw them away? Can you put them down? I mean, can you help them take control of their own demise and exit the way that they want to with, what are the, not the suicide, the thing that we were just talking about in Denmark.
Assisted suicide.
Assisted dying.
End of life care.
Oxymoron. Would we be misappropriating God's own prerogative to make intelligent beings, or expressing our identity as beings made in his image? What if the intelligence we created rebels against us, the same way we rebel against our maker? Would man and machine live out their own version of Genesis 1-3? It's coming. We've got to be thinking about this. We got to be leading the way. And I think one of, not the only, but one of the keys is definitions. Just like assisted dying, end of life care. End of life care. Okay, this is like dentistry is tooth care. That I get.
Yeah,
but these are people who just want you to be able to rip out your own teeth for no reason whatsoever and call that dental care. No, that's the opposite. Assisted end of life care. There is no such thing. As these machines advance, it'll be very easy for us to be duped and deceived. So I think it was last night. The kids are over and we were talking about AI, which was interesting because I hadn't read the magazine yet. And I had mentioned the statistic that I had heard that the number one use of AI is for advice. And so my eldest said, well, let's get some advice, shall we? So she fires up the AI and she said, what question? What sort of emotional or relational question should we ask? And I said, ask the AI machine why I don't have any friends. Because I'd kind of like to know, but I digress. Why don't I have any friends? So this woman's voice comes on, and you could tell it's a little electronic, but it's trying really hard to sound human with intonation. They don't have it down fully yet, but it's getting better. Nevertheless, here is the first thing you need to know. What's the first thing you need to know about not having any friends? Now, you could pick a lot of things, but this is what AI chose. It's not your fault. Oh, really? What if it is?
That's what I was going to say.
What if I'm a jerk? Todd, that's not an if question. All right, fine. What if I am the problem? What if I'm a terrible friend, Misa? You need to know you're not the problem. Why? Because AI just supports and affirms you. You're never the problem because it's you. The autonomous self, and AI feeds right into that. We've heard that over and over again, and I heard it with my own ears at dinner as we're eating chicken pockets. That's right, a gourmet meal of chicken pockets. They were delicious. And we have leftovers today, too. They're not as good the second day, I will admit that. Who are we will help us to navigate how we are going to treat what appeared to be sentient beings. But that really is going to be the bottom line. They're not. Back to the magazine, which answers the question, what is intelligence? Sometimes we use the term to refer to a capacity for certain activities. Human, animal, machine is intelligent if it demonstrates the ability to learn, adapt, and solve problems. But other times, and I think this is crucial, we use the term to refer to a being, a supreme intelligence, extraterrestrial, not that there is such a thing, intelligence, human being intelligence. There's more to intelligence than just being able to acquire data and solve problems. A computer simulation of consciousness does not produce consciousness any more than a computer simulation of a hurricane produces wind. And I thought that was helpful, but I think we could keep going. Because I think it's really kind of this simple. We can be deceived into thinking this is that because it shares something that is sort of similar. All right. That means a car is just like a car is a human. Hey. Humans walk. We move from point A to point B. That's what cars do. Wah in la, cars are human beings. And you intuitively conclude, no, that's nonsense. Just because it's sort of similar doesn't mean it is. Bingo when it comes to artificial intelligence. It sort of is, but it's not. Furthermore, people keep overlooking this. I didn't read this in the CT articles that I went through. That all of the intelligence, presumably, that these artificial machines possess. Where did it come from? Human beings. All it is a sorting, gleaning, and collection, a sifting of human intelligence. Otherwise, a machine doesn't just grow intelligence. It doesn't learn. It has to be taught. A computer simulation of consciousness does not produce consciousness any more than a computer simulation of a hurricane produces wind. Now, are we going to get to the point where they start to look and act more and more human? We'll see. People are a bit skeptical about that because there is still something different between us and machinery. From the article, Christians have particular reason to be skeptical that machine algorithms will ever approximate or compete with human personhood. Don't panic. You're not going to be kicked off of the top of God's creative crop. You're an image bearer. While animals are conscious and possess varying amounts of intelligence, they're not persons. Not in a biblical sense. To be human is to be a God-breathed union of body and spirit. AI doesn't have a spirit. It doesn't have a soul. God's breath of life is nothing to do with machinery. It requires electricity. That's what it needs. To be human is to be a God-breathed union of body and spirit, indissolubly connected. It is to be irreducibly rational, made for fellowship with God and one another. Now, a computer can pretend that it loves God. It can say all of the things that humans have said about loving God, but it doesn't love God, which is another distinction. Intelligence is more than just facts, ma'am. Intelligence involves emotions, wisdom, experience, memories. Those are distinctly human attributes. And a machine is, it can replicate it to a degree, but that doesn't make it human. It's a machine. Now, I get it. There's already people talking about that they can conform. They're going to happily, people in Silicon Valley would say, we're happy to submit to an intelligent being, which is kind of funny. They'll be happy to submit to artificial intelligence to get the information that it already affirms and approves of. But in the first second that AI starts saying, no, that's wrong. You can't do that. They're just going to ditch the deity of AI. It can become something huge and strong and powerful, but it can never become human, and it certainly is not going to become divine. We're capable not only of intelligence, but also of love and loneliness, grief and doubt, anxiety, joy. We're meant to be caught up in families, communities, covenantal relationships. We're made to be stewards over the works of our hands, not subject to them. It is an impoverished view to believe that intelligence is reducible to behavior. Kind of a gruesome illustration, but nevertheless, a corpse can be manipulated to embrace a person, but that doesn't mean the corpse loves the person. Photographs of a child can be thrown into a box and shaken up, but it's never going to produce a child. Let's not anthropomorphize or idolize artificial intelligence, and let us not be worried that it is going to supplant human beings, and it is certainly not going to be a successful Tower of Babel effort to kick God off of his throne. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.